Module 5. How do we grow plants and crops? Unit 11. Fruit and ornamental trees. Activity 16. Good morning. I am Mrs. Holly. I have an appointment with Mr. Bark.
That's me.
Oh, hello. I called you yesterday about my garden.
Yes, I remember. Nice to meet you.
My garden is really nice, but is surrounded by buildings. I would like to have a bit more privacy when I'm outdoors.
Have you got a plan of the garden?
Sure. Here it is.
Let me see. A general rule is that instead of planting a formal row of all one type of tree, it is better to plant a mix of different trees.
Oh, why is that?
By choosing a mixture of plants, you will protect your screen from major loss caused by an outbreak of a single pest or disease. A mixed planting also increases the biodiversity in your landscape by creating a habitat for insects, birds and animals. And by attracting these beneficial creatures, you'll probably find they do a great job of keeping the population of pest insects in check.
I see. My partner and I were thinking of planting two rows of trees here and here.
Yes, that might work. However, no matter how you choose to arrange the plants in your screen, you need to keep the aesthetics in mind as well as functionality. A good idea is usually to dot the screen you've created with an occasional focal point specimen tree, something with unusual coloured foliage or fruit, for example.
That might be a good idea.
However, we must carry out an on-site survey before preparing any project. When are you available?
I am usually at home after 5 p.m.
Let me see. I could come next Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Is that okay with you?